War Mittwoch.
Gucken wir kurz nach Solo. Das ist in Indonesien und da treffen sich mehrere hundert Menschen zu einem großen Kongress. Es ist der Welttoilettengipfel und mein Kollege David Riemer hat da mal mehr Infos dazu gesammelt. David, sowas gibt's wirklich?
Ja, den Welttoilettengipfel, den gibt es wirklich. Man mag es kaum glauben. An dem Kongress nehmen in diesem Jahr so um die 350 Experten aus Behörden von Universitäten und einiger Hilfsorganisationen teil. Und bei dem Gipfel wird ernsthaft darüber diskutiert, wie wichtig saubere Toiletten für den Tourismus sind. Schließlich muss jeder Mensch zwischen 6 bis 8 Mal pro Tag auf die Toilette. Klar, natürlich auch im Urlaub. Viele kennen garantiert das Erlebnis. Das Klo ist total schmutzig und es stinkt auch noch abscheulich. Wer will da schon gern sein Geschäft verrichten? Angeblich brennen sich solche schlechten Erlebnisse vom Urlaub ins Gedächtnis ein und können einem die Urlaubsstimmung so richtig vermiesen. Die Experten beim Gipfel wollen im Grunde nur darauf aufmerksam machen, wie wichtig saubere Toiletten vor allem im Urlaub sind.
Okay, also mehr saubere Toiletten auf der Welt. Dafür will der Welttoilettengipfel in Indonesien sorgen. Dankeschön für die Infos an David Riemer.
Antje Schlichter, Montag bis Freitag ab 10 Uhr. Antenne.
When I was in the 3rd grade, I thought that I was gay, 'cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for 'em. Call each other behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress march on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all, but it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear. Underneath, it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
Didn't mind living the life of others.